The book publishing world is going through revolutionary times these days, and one of the reasons is all the proliferation of online resources and social media tools like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and so on. And that's why I'm really delighted to have Jean Ann Van Crevelen here with us today. She's the social media director for Cool Springs Press, and by the way, that's the first of its kind in the garden publishing world. She's also a prominent speaker and writer, and you may know her on Twitter as Jean Ann VK. And Twitter actually called her one of the top 50 people to follow in 2009. So we're just delighted to have her here to talk to us a little bit about the book publishing world and some of the changes that are going on. Could you tell us about that, Jean Ann?
Well, absolutely. Hello. It's good to be here.
Hey.
So, I mean, this is something that we've talked about a lot. I think it's really obvious, and not just in book publishing, but in all publishing, all print, that the trend has been away from printed materials, and subscriptions and book sales and magazine sales have all decreased, particularly things that are easy to import in a feed, like a news feed. Mm-hmm. So we've become a lot more reliant on RSS feeds and on getting our information online, and partially because it's a lot faster. I mean, I find stuff out on Twitter way before I find it out on the news or from anybody else. So I mean, I think the challenge for publishing is to find a way to be relevant and to be carve out a niche for itself alongside online publishing.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel that social media is contributing to some of these changes that are going on with traditional print media? I mean, they can work together, certainly.
Yeah, you know, for me, I prefer to get small bits of information through social media. But if I want to sit down and research something, I like to have a couple of books that I can thumb through. So I think there are ways to incorporate it, and it's even better if people can create a product that uses both, that has the written form, and also that connects to an interactive profiles online, and then really you kind of get the best of both worlds. So there's that format, and then some publishing companies are moving towards having a more digital and ebook formats for most of their books, because within this next year, when Apple comes out with their tablet, I think we're all expecting that's going to revolutionize book publishing, because the user experience will be closer to what it is to read a hard copy book.
Interesting. And I mean, I should mention that Jean Ann was not only the inspiration behind Nest and Style, and I know Jamie would agree with me because we did do that first podcast with you, which got Jamie thinking about this, but also Jean Ann is the author of a book that just went into the stores this week called Grocery Gardening, Planting, Preparing, and Preserving Fresh Foods. And social media was a big part of this book project from the very beginning. Could you tell us real quickly, like a quick A to Z of how you use social media, both from getting co-authors to getting the books in the stores?
Sure. Well, I mean, basically, I found my co-authors, like you, through my garden writing connections on Twitter. And once we had established our core of four people who, there were four basic contributors to the book, then we reached out to our networks, to our larger networks, for recipe contributions. And there are a lot of recipes and photos actually in the book that came from all of the social networks that we all participate in. So it was an awesome process. People really submitted some great stuff.
Absolutely. And I think it was really interesting how you were able to get feedback from the public about what they wanted as you were organizing this book project. It was very real time.
Right. We talked about, do you like these herbs, fruits, and vegetables? What would you want to read if this kind of book was coming out? And we asked a lot. We did some basic market research. And then once the book was ready to have a chapter kind of mock-up, it was posted on the publisher's website. And then people came and sort of took a look at it and gave feedback and said, yes, no, maybe, you know, more of this, less of that.
Well, great. And everybody, you can see a link to that book right from our podcast page. So, Jeanne-Anne, if you were going to summarize, I mean, what does the future hold for book publishing, social media, anything you can say in like 30 seconds?
Well, I think, no pressure. I think we are moving more towards digitally enhanced books, and this distinction between books and the internet, it's going to be less and less. I mean, having something like an Apple tablet where you can automatically follow a link to a web page while you're reading, you know, the book, that's tremendous. That just makes the book a 3D experience. So I think that's definitely a big trend. But I don't think written books are going away. I don't. But they're going to have to be smarter, better. They're going to have to get to market faster, and they're going to have to work harder to engage readers.
I mean, that's all really excellent advice, Jeanne-Anne. And I mean, you're really leading a lot of spearheading and a lot of new changes in the industry. And we're just delighted you could come on our show. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Absolutely. Anytime.